You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, the world's most exciting podcast, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, New York Times best-selling author and National Radio Hall of Fame inductee, Michael Savage.
So, Birch Gold, Philip, a pleasure to see you again.
Thank you, Dr. Savage. A pleasure to be here.
Can I begin by asking a question about golds and its current volatility?
Yeah. Look, we're seeing volatility all over the place, and in particular, the stock market. The S&P slumped 3 weeks now in a row. Precious metals were one of the only assets increasing this year. Gold and silver both up on the back of market volatility. So I think we've been seeing volatility across the board.
Absolutely.
Some profit-taking.
I've known people who've lost their shirts in the stock market over the last couple of weeks. I mean, really big amount of money. And it's not a funny thing. And I keep saying to them, what about gold? They said, well, they don't know what to do with it. And I said, it's a commodity. In addition to being an investment per se, it's an actual real commodity that's been around since ancient times. And there's a reason for it. And my position is, and I don't know if you agree with me, Philip, is if people are terrified with the war in Ukraine, or could it get worse? Could we have a breakdown in our society? What are you going to trade, a stock in the street? You're not going to take a piece of paper and trade it. Well, you have gold coins. You can buy them in different denominations, right?
It's absolutely correct. They're very tradable and have been used as such for centuries. And even more than that, I think they're very conducive for climates like this. You mentioned the war in Ukraine. Obviously, that's adding huge inflationary pressures that we already have here in the United States. Mm. As good as the stock market has been as an inflation hedge, you know, the numbers are suggesting we have a bubble there. So what we have in front of us, periods of potential stock market correction, we have inflation, and it's the tangible commodities that perform in that climate. Inflation drives gold and silver up. Stock market crashes drive them up. So not only are they very suitable for the worst case scenario for collapse, they're also very suitable for hedging the specific issues we have in the markets today. So I think a really good climate for them.
Okay, so we see a war brewing that doesn't seem to end, although all wars will end. We don't know when or if this one will end, and people are terrified right now. You know, it occurred to me, I was riding my bicycle before you and I spoke today, and I said, you know, many people are terrified of the war and they're buying survival foods. So who's going to really eat dried survival food? And the answer is, who knows? But it lasts for 20 years. I said, in a strange way, gold coins are like survival currency. You think of that's it's a good idea, isn't it? I mean, it's a pretty interesting concept.
It's absolutely correct as well. Look, when things have gotten bad throughout history, people turn to gold as a means to sustain or as a means to trade. It's been used like that for centuries. And if things were to get very, very bad here in the United States, having, you know, well-denominated fungible precious metals always work well in these extreme scenarios. And like I said, even for those with cash in the bank, inflation today is ravaging. It's high today, and that cash is losing its buying power every day. Even if we don't end up having to use our gold physically, the idea is it increases with inflation and it protects buying power, because dollars today are dying. Inflation is eroding the buying power there.
Philip, Russia holds a great deal of the gold stores, doesn't it? Putin's holding on to gold.
He is. And actually, central governments across the globe now are increasing gold holdings. Last year, I think central governments came to a 30-year high in terms of gold holdings, and they were dumping dollars in the same time period. And it's for the same reasons that we do, right? They're looking at the Federal Reserve, printing money, devaluing essentially the global reserve currency, and they're looking for a replacement as a hedge. Russia in particular now are using gold to support currency because of everything that's happening with the ruble. So that's what it's used for, to shore up currency. Governments use it in the same way that individuals can.
People don't realize that America does not have gold backing up our currency. Wasn't it Nixon who took us off the gold?
It was. Yeah, he removed us from the gold standard. And quite frankly, since that point, things have not been the same, right? You know, look at the situation we're in today. We have a government that's been overspending, amassing debt, fueling inflation, as we've discussed. These things are only possible when your currency isn't supported by anything. You can just print and print and print money. You know, when we were on a gold standard, there had to be gold supporting every single dollar bill that was being printed. So it acted as a constraint on governments in a good way, because it didn't allow them to spend what we don't have and essentially mortgage our future as we're doing today. So it was a very good thing.
When I was a kid, and that's a long time ago, there was a phrase, it's as good as gold. Gold hasn't changed. It's a fundamental. It's a fundamental, period, and it hasn't changed. The dollar fluctuates. You used to be able to buy breakfast for 29 cents when I was a kid in Miami, and I'm not in Miami. I think breakfasts have gone up a little bit, included two eggs, a ham, bacon, you know, orange juice. I mean, it's hard to believe. I told my son about it the other day because he visits there, and I said, when I was a kid, breakfast was 29 cents. He said, what? I said, well, what's 29 cents today? And it gives us an example of what inflation really is. So, you know, in reality, Philip, you're an advertiser on my show. We all know that. And really the most important advertiser, because I believe in gold, or I wouldn't really have any gold company on. But I truly believe in gold. It's a survival currency. I own it. I think everyone should own it. And we're in a recession already, an inflation recession, no matter what anybody says. What will the coming recession look like, in your opinion, Philip?
Look, it looks like it could be quite rough, simply because of the numbers and the fundamentals. Like I said, this administration and you know, previous administrations, the Obama administration, have been printing money and fueling a bubble, both in stocks, and that's why we're seeing the inflationary side of things. This could be really tough. We've driven the stock market to a point where it's almost nonsensical, and we're starting to see that, right? The government have raised interest rates 0.25 point this year so far, and it's led to an 11% slide in the S&P. But even prior to that, the fundamentals were suggesting a major correction. Price to earning ratios, a very important indicator of value in the stock market.
Right.
Even today, they're at 33.
Oh, for my some God.
Yeah, it's
33?
Yeah.
That's an unhealthy number. I mean, rationally, it shouldn't be more than 7x.
Listen, it makes no sense. Listen to this. In all of U.S. history, the price-to-earning ratio has gone above 27 at the Great Depression when it hit 30, so lower than today. Huh. Dot-com bubble in 08, it hit 44, hit 27 in 08. Huh. Today, we're at 33. So the stock market has never been at this multiple in history without suffering a 50% drop. Huh. Then you add the other side of it, which is the inflationary piece, right? Not only are we seeing stocks coming down, but everything else is becoming more expensive. It's reminiscent of the stagflationary climate that we saw between the 1970s and 80s, and that was a killer. There weren't options, and actually gold grew tenfold in that time period.
Oh, really? In during the Carter years?
Did, yeah. Inflation was ravaging. Stocks were stagnant or going down. People flooded to the safe haven properties of gold and silver.
Well, look, it's a nightmare scenario. And I think most people don't have to be told any. They kind of sense this, but they don't know the details along the lines of what you're explaining right now. But the bottom line is, for the people listening to this podcast, is, okay, I heard it all, Michael. Great. Now, what should I do? I mean, yeah, here's the pitch. What should they do? What should they do? Buy? Should they buy gold, bullion, gold coins? What does your company offer? Honestly, what are you really selling?
Well, so first of all, we can help people. We only deal with physical precious metals. We're not dealing with any paper versions here.
Huh. Yes. Oh, that's a big deal. You're not selling an investment in a gold company.
No.
Or a gold mining company. No.
No. Okay. No, it's the tangible commodity, which for times like this and the more extreme, we're talking about hard currency here. So that's, first of all, I think the most important thing. We can help people who are either purchasing with cash, you know, you've got some cash sitting in the bank account, losing to inflation. You can purchase physical metals. We can ship those metals directly to the customer. Or a lot of people have their wealth sitting in IRAs, 401ks, in tax-deferred vehicles. We can assist in rolling over any portion of those accounts, no tax implications, no penalties, and buying physical metals. In terms of what people should buy, whether it's coin or bar, it really depends on the individual. Everyone's different. Some people, you know, coins are more suitable, for others, bars. But we have at Birch all of the options available, widely recognized government minted coinage, as well as investment grade bars and rounds. We have account managers there that can talk through all of the options with the customer. But at the end of the day, the customer chooses what's best for them.
Well, okay, so before we go, let's say the average person listening says, well, how do I know it's really, you know, good stuff? In other words, you know, there's a lot of fraudulent operators out there, honestly. It's why I chose Birch Gold. I don't have any other gold advertisers, and I want my people to understand that. This is the only gold company that I trust right now, and you support this podcast, which is important for them to know. And I'm not asking them to support you because you support the show. I'm asking them to support themselves by investing some of their holdings in gold. I personally would suggest gold coinage in different denominations because it's something that's tradable. You know, God forbid there's an economic collapse. You have a 1 ounce coin, you have a half ounce coin, right? Quarter ounce. What sizes do they come in? And by the way, they're not just made up coins. I mean, these are government manufactured, right? U.S. Eagle, Canadian. Yep. Is it the Canadian?
Maple Leaf.
And then there's the Austrian something or other. What is that one?
Philharmonic. The Austrian Philharmonic.
The Austrian.
Yeah.
I had some of those. I never knew what they were. What is the best one? Are they all equal? They're all good? Look,
they're all a little bit different. I wouldn't say there's a best one, if you will. The key is that they're all widely recognized government minted coinage. They're legal tender. That's the key here. Look, the American Eagle comes in many different denominations, 1 ounce, quarter ounce, half ounce, and 1/10 ounce, small as that. So there are a lot of options there. There are differences. People have different preferences. Some people say, hey, I want the American Eagle. It's American, right? Other people say, look, I like the purity of the maple leaf more than the eagle because the maple leaf's a little purer than the eagle. So everyone's a little bit different. But what I always say is, as long as you're sticking to the very widely recognized stuff, you can't go too far wrong, is my feeling there.
So bottom line is, how does somebody, let's say a guy says, okay, I want to put X dollars into gold. What do they do?
Listen, it all starts with information. So, you know, first and foremost, you contact us. We have all of the information available for your listeners. I think they text SAVAGE to 989898 to get that information.
What is that again? Let's make sure we get that number out correctly.
Of course, it is SAVAGE to 989898.
What does that mean? Because there's a lot of people don't even know what that means. You text a number or you...
So you text the word SAVAGE to the number 989898. That's going to come straight through to us. You can request our very detailed investors information kit. It's more than 20 pages. It explains everything about precious metals, how to get started. Everything starts with information. There are a lot of precious metals specialists like myself at Birch that are there to walk people through step by step by step. the process, how it all works. So we're here to help, but information is the best place to start. And from there, you know, that's how you make decisions from an informed perspective.
Philip, you're with Birch Gold, and you've given us a number to text to. Is there a phone number? Is there a website? Some people would rather go there.
Absolutely. So the phone number to reach us directly is 800-355-2116. Again, that's 800-355-2116. Or you can go direct to our website, which is it's the Birch Gold, and that's BIRCHGOLD.com. Again, www.birchgold.com.
I wish it said /Savage so I get the credit for all my listeners.
That's why I'm telling people to text Savage to 989.
That way you know if it's me sending them to you. And then they should know that I want the credit for it, because we appreciate your advertising. Absolutely. Dollars here. This is how we stay in business. This is not a hobby.
No.
People don't understand everything costs money. And although the podcast is free, there's no such thing as a free podcast or a free lunch. And we need advertisers like Birch Gold. But I wouldn't have you on if I didn't believe in the product. This is not some hair gel. This is not something that people really, to me, it's a fundamental need and a requirement. And I recommend that they do go to that text number or call 800-355-2116. 800-355-2116. And I will let Philip, the expert, give us the text number again.
Of course. So it's, we got to text the word SAVAGE to 989898. You'll get direct access to our investor's guide, which will really, really help people gain the knowledge they need to ultimately take the steps and make the right decision.
Well, these are volatile times, and as I say, to me, gold is a survival currency. It's as good as survival food. Many people have survival food in their closets, or they should, by the way. I think they should have survival currency somewhere as well, and I really appreciate your coming on the show. Any final words, Philip, for the listeners of the Savage Podcast?
Dr. Savage, first of all, thank you so much for having us. It's our honor, and look, I just want to reiterate what I said before, and that is that, you know, information is key. Gaining the knowledge about what's happening, the climate in front of us, that's the most important first step, because once you have that knowledge, the solutions will present themselves. And as tough as times are today, and they are, as long as you are preemptive, you hedge yourself, you can weather the storm. It's easy to do. It's just about being decisive and getting the knowledge. And that's why shows like this are so important, right? Because they provide people with real information that allows them to make the right decisions.
Well, we're living in volatile times, and people need something to hold on to. And as I've said before, it's as good as gold, which has been used since ancient times for very good reason. It hasn't changed in its valuation. And all I know is when China has its currency backed in gold, and Russia has its currency backed in gold, and we have our currency backed in quicksand, to me, it's a very simple solution that everybody should have some Birch Gold somewhere in their life, whether it's a safety deposit. By the way, before you go, let's say somebody buys a few thousand dollars worth of gold, or 10,000 or 2,000, whatever. Where would they put coins? Where would you recommend they put their coins?
Look, it depends on the individual and their comfort level, right? So usually one of three things is what our customers will do. First of all, they'll take possession, right? Maybe they get a safe at home. Maybe they hide it somewhere secure. Gold is not cumbersome. You can put $1 million worth of gold in something basically the size of a shoebox. So it's easy to store.
Wow. How? In a shoebox?
Yeah. Yeah, gold and silver is a different story. Silver, $1 million of silver needs almost a shoe store to store. But the gold is dense and very valuable. So that's one option. Other people will put some in a safe deposit box. Yeah. That happens. Or we can always arrange storage within, let's say, a Brinks facility where the metals are held there fully insured. But it depends on the individual. For that worst case scenario currency, most people want that portion on hand. But
they want,
like I said,
in their hidden area, somewhere in their closet.
Yeah, exactly.
Philip, thanks very much for being with us. And I want you to say thank you for me, please, to all the guys and women at Birch Gold. I really appreciate you supporting the Michael Savage podcast.
Thank you, Dr. Savage. We appreciate you and all the work that you do. So thank you for having us.
All right, everybody, you heard it. And now it's your time to act. And here comes the close. I want you to pick up a phone and I want you to call 800-355-2116. Or I want you to go to www.birchgold.com and tell them Michael Savage sent you. And the easiest and best way is text Savage to 989898. Thank you, Philip.
Thank you, Dr. Savage. Take care.
Bye now.